You know, I don't know if he's totally lost out with God or not. He knew God at one time. But he's gotten bitter and cynical because he didn't listen to the anointing of God, and some things got into his mind, and he set up a real defense that negates what the anointing could do for him. God could heal that man.
That's right.
But he set up in his mind, he's gotten bitter, and that's real sad. But I just thought there, when that man walked by our table, I realized we're protected by the anointing. His words do not affect me at all.
That's right. If he really understood that God's healing was already appropriated for
right.
him, like you have spoken so many times, Darren, it's on will call. This man's unbelief and death that he's spoken to himself, his own body, that is what has brought these results.
He's made some
and
bad choices.
And it's so
choices.
Tragic. That's right,
bad
because
choices.
God has already made it available. Well, this anointing oil that Samuel anointed Saul with, we're going to turn to Isaiah 10, and we're going to see here in the 27th verse of Isaiah 10 that the burden that people carry before they know Jesus, that burden is removed and the yoke is taken from our neck. How? It's by the anointing. It's by that fatness, that oil that represents Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. It's a wonderful, wonderful verse right here where Israel's going through horrible times. Then God brings this wonderful verse in 10:27 that says, I'm going to remove these burdens and these yokes from you. Hallelujah.
You know, Barbara, I have to slip over into the New Testament. I know we're primarily focusing on the Old
okay.
Testament. But in the New Testament, it says in 1 Corinthians 4:1, and it's such a tremendous scripture. In fact, let me read 4:7 first. The seventh verse says, and what did you have that you did not receive?
Uh-huh.
Now, we can't say we've always had this because
That's
we
right.
were born in sin. And when we
That's
confessed
right.
our sins, we came to Jesus. He gave us a new heart and a new spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one of the things that happens when you receive Holy Spirit, you become a steward of the mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit really is a mystery in a sense. But it says, let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Well, when we realize that we're steward of that mystery that can remove the burdens and destroy the yoke, what a tremendous privilege,
mm-hmm.
but also an awesome responsibility.
Yes.
And what you're talking about here in Isaiah 10:27, where it says, so shall it be in that day that his burden will be removed from his shoulders, his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of the anointing.
That's right.
I think
Amen.
That's just awesome.
Praise God. And right across the page then, we see in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, here all along, I believe there are over 300 prophecies of Jesus in the Old Testament. And if what you say, we're stewards of the mysteries, we can ask God to pull all of this out for us so that we can understand it with our human understanding, Darren. And he will do it through Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will release that mystery to be a revelation to us so we can understand it.
Now that burden might be healing, a need for healing,
mm-hmm.
say a sickness has attacked you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that anointing is the power
mm-hmm.
that breaks the stranglehold of that infirmity that's attacked you.
That's right.
You have to have something outside of yourself, bigger than yourself, that you can use. Well, Holy Spirit, in a sense, has placed himself in our hands. And he says, I want you to go after those things that torment you and get rid of them.
Absolutely.
You know, those remove those burdens.
That's right. Those are not from me. Those are from the evil one. Well, in Isaiah 11, here comes a prophecy about a shoot that's coming up, from springing up from Jesse. And that's from King David. And a branch from his roots will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. And we see later on in Luke 4:18 that Jesus sits down in the synagogue, and he repeats what has been said in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But here, Darren, are some spirits of Holy Spirit that we can have today, that we can ask for, and they will help us to see and to do and react with great might and power on this earth.
Well, if you want to have an exciting study, take and write down these seven spirits.
That's
Put Holy
right.
Spirit at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of the Lord is Holy Spirit here. It's capital S in the Old Testament. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. And then underneath that, as part of Holy Spirit, there's the Spirit of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding, Spirit of counsel and strength, or Spirit of might, Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord.
Praise God.
Well, there's a Spirit of knowledge. That's revelation knowledge, I believe. And through that revelation knowledge, we can understand that wisdom and understanding, counsel, and a spirit of might will function for us as we have reverential fear of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, praise God. And we've when we talk about this in 1 Corinthians 12, the different gifts of Holy Spirit, we see here, Darren, that spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, and also spirit of understanding and counsel. We can call that discernment of spirits. Some of these words have changed a little bit, but in the New Testament, we're going to discover that a lot of these different spirits in the Old Testament in Isaiah 11 are found in 1 Corinthians 12. So God is such a marvelous, logical, on-time God. He's always figuring out things to make it easier for his people and to make it great and mighty for his people.
See, I wouldn't say figuring out things because I think he already knew it.
Figured them out. That's
but
true.
But what I would say is he's detailing those things for us, describing right. those things. And
who can understand the mind of God?
Right. And in this series we're calling Breath of God, we're trying to tell you how practical it is and how absolutely necessary it is to have Holy Spirit functioning in your life as a divine paraclete. That's an awfully big word. Mm-hmm. We could say it's just a friend. He is a special friend that comes alongside. He will never leave you, won't forsake you, he'll always be there, and he will speak to you through these seven spirits of the Lord.
That's right.
Through the nine gifts of the Spirit, and through the fruit of the Spirit. And when you put these down, in fact, it's an exciting thing to take a piece of paper and have three long columns. And on say, the far left, you put down the seven spirits of the Lord we talked to you about here in Isaiah 11, too. And then take 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and list in that middle column, list the gifts of the Spirit. And then the third column lists the fruit of the Spirit. And begin to ask Holy Spirit to teach you, how are these interrelated? How can they function in my life?
Mm-hmm.
How can, for example, a spirit of might operate through the gift of miracles?
Mm.
I mean, that's exciting.
That's right. The
really.
Might might come up when something disastrous is happening all around you, and you get this zeal of God on you and the boldness to turn those dark clouds or to turn this car from
right.
coming to crash into you. That might be a spirit of might that comes upon you.
Or to keep the hail off your garden or off your new car
that's
or
right.
off your crops.
That's right.
And when we realize our authority, and you know, we need to know Jesus' authority on the earth. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, after he was resurrected, he says, I have been given all authority in the heavenly places, or in the spirit world, and on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, as my Father sent me, I send you. Well, we're not a bunch of powerless wimps coming out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to realize, going back to Genesis, that we have been put in a position of great dominion and authority. Well, the only way you can exercise that dominion and authority is to know who you are in Jesus, anointed by Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And these men in the Old Testament knew that.
That's right. They sure did. And we find out, especially this marvelous prophet Isaiah, Darren, he went through so much suffering and so much rejection by his own people, and yet God gave him such a glance into the absolutely supernatural spiritual things. In Isaiah 1, when he said, come, let us reason together, Isaiah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. God wants to commune with us, Darren. He wants to reason with us and sit down with us and talk with us. And one way we can communicate is through this Holy Spirit. And so many people don't understand Holy Spirit, and yet he's there to commune with us and to comfort us and come alongside and give us what we need to be powerful.
And you know, he's always available.
Oh, that
always
is so good.
Available.
Yes, always available.
And I like the fact that I don't have to stand in line. I'm not a good, I don't
no,
like
no,
to
No, you're
wait.
Not a patient okay. man. No, I okay. want it right. I want patience, Lord. I want it right
yeah,
now.
I want it yesterday. But sometimes, you know, you go to the post office, you go to the airport, you go someplace, you're trying to get through the ticket gates at the airport. I mean, you have to wait. But you know, with Holy Spirit, you have instant communication.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on earth technically can speak to Holy Spirit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't all do that because not everyone are Christians. But what I'm saying is you have immediate access to the one that can get the job done.
Yes.
And I like that. Now, when he puts these gifts and these spirits in our hearts for us to use and to cooperate with, then we're going to see mighty acts. We're going to see wonderful miracles take place. We're going to see things change in the natural world as we get acquainted with the spiritual world. And part of this Breath of God series is to teach you more about the spiritual world than perhaps you've known before.
That's right. As we go to Isaiah 28, this is one scripture here that we find in the New Testament, and we'll go over that just a little bit. But God is talking to a people that could not understand him, and they saw, God gave them visions, but they didn't want the visions. He gave them renderings of judgment, and their tables were full of filthy vomit. That means that they were just returning to God.